Spirit of God enable each one of us to hear and share the words that are for us today. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Does it feel like New Year still? It's odd, isn't it? I mean, last year seemed to fly by, but this year is hardly even 3 weeks old. And it feels old, doesn't it? Just waiting for our young people to get themselves organised. I'm not expecting the old people to, because it takes us a lot longer. Enjoy whatever it is you're up to and tell us about it afterwards. How many of you made New Year's resolutions? Advisable. Don't break them if you don't make them. Made to be broken. One of the charities, I think it was it Cancer Research, was encouraging people to be sponsored to do a dry January. Morris thought he might do it, but I didn't think he'd get many sponsors because he doesn't drink to start with. I don't think that's the spirit of it, really. A lot of people use New Year's resolutions as an opportunity to kind of tackle some of the things they don't like about their life, some of the things they wish they didn't or knew they had a problem with, and give it up. But it never really seems to last very long. The Christian traditions have, in different ways, many of them, also used this time of year as an opportunity to look at those promises again. It's kind of by accident that we in the partnership have ended up with this service at this time of year. In Methodist churches, it either tends to be the beginning of January or the beginning of the Methodist year, which is September. I think it's because they started in a university. It works on a sort of more of a academic year. We have it the third week of January because that's when we have communion. And we mess people about if we stick another communion service in somewhere. And it's really important that this service includes communion. And it's not just a service of renewing the covenant. We also incorporate that wonderful tradition from our Anglican heritage of the renewal of baptismal vows. And what did we have last week? The baptism of Jesus. It all falls nicely into place, doesn't it? And what is this week? Week of prayer for Christian unity. I think it actually, for us as a partnership, works perfectly to have this service at this time of year. Now, if you were at the 8:30 service, you would have got a very theologically and historically accurate sermon about covenants. Warning, this is much more general. The covenant of the Old Testament is made several times by God. Not because God needs to keep making promises, but because our attention span is short. The first time the covenant is mentioned, it's with the rainbow. Never again will I do this. The covenant then is made with the whole of creation. This is my promise to you. It's made again, and we had some of the readings where those covenants are recorded. Five of them in all, we were told this morning. In the Old Testament, that is. Five. With two different types. But they seem to get smaller, more focused each time. From being made with the whole of creation, it's made with the people of Israel. And there are rules. You must do this, you must do that. It's like God's thought, well, they didn't manage it when I just gave them this promise. They kept going off, so let's write it all down. Let's make sure they know. If you need to do all of these, and then it's easy. Just do that. Covenant fulfilled. But people kept breaking it. So a new covenant again is made, this time with the people of Israel and the tribe of Judah. You know, it's almost like we are focusing it. It's for us, those that are in, forgetting the fact that actually God made it initially with the whole of creation. It's almost like the people interpreting it and making it smaller and more focused. It's for us. So Jesus in the New Testament, it's ultimately God has tried rules. Right, this is how you do it. Too many rules. So he came and lived as one of us. He understands us because he's lived with us as us. And he kind of, not exactly scrapped all the rules, he just said, love God, love people. That's all you need to do. The rest falls into place. If you put God first and don't do anything that will harm other people, you will find yourself fulfilling all the covenant promises. From that first covenant with the whole of creation, through all those generations of covenant, Jesus again made it through his act of sacrifice and through his resurrection. That covenant again is made unconditionally with all people because of what he did for everybody. It's wonderful. I am an ecumenist. I'm a Christian first, Methodist by accident of birth. But I do love the covenant prayer. And I think it's entirely appropriate that we twin it with renewal of baptismal vows. Because we all make promises. Whether it was our baptism or somebody else's. We promise to make this a place that can nurture people in faith, in life, and in love. So today we have the opportunity to enter again into this service. I'm not going to unpick it because the service is long enough. In my commentary, I've tried to explore line by line the covenant prayer, where we say we're no longer our own but God's, where we offer once again to look at our lives and look where we think we need to be, where God is within that, and to refocus. So I'm going to move to some very new words of a hymn. We're going to sing it in a moment. I came across it only 2 weeks ago. Not surprising, because it was only written last month. One of my colleagues was preparing her covenant services for her many churches and couldn't find a hymn that really said what she wanted to say. So she turned to Andrew Brown. He is the husband of Anne Brown, the chair of district, and said, have you got a covenant hymn? He said, no, but I can write one. And this is where this came from, battered backwards and forwards between Caroline and Andrew. The first verse is that invitation, come bring yourself to God. The second verse is a personal commitment, I bring myself to God. And the third verse is an acknowledgement, we do that together. God sets us with a people. We can only be the church with each other. We bring ourselves to God. So let's stand to sing. I'm not sure which tune you've chosen to set it to. It fits to several. I didn't know the one he'd chosen to set it to. But Hills of the...